This is Heather Evans bringing you a moment of sanity at the start of your day, a moment of truth from God's word, a moment of grace. Has anyone ever called you entitled? Have you ever been grouped into remarks like, "Oh, that's just such an entitled generation, always thinking they deserve what they haven't worked for"? As a part of the entitled generation, aka millennials, I certainly have been grouped into comments like this. And it doesn't feel great, but I usually do agree with whatever the statement is that's being made, mostly because it's usually someone talking about someone else, not me. That's not to say that I'm holier than thou. Don't worry, I am well aware of my pride and arrogance and self-righteous thoughts. I too am a sinner. That's why, when I read today's lectionary, I felt deep conviction at the psalmist's personal journey of experiencing envy towards others because of their success and wealth. The great reveal of his hidden self-righteous thoughts make him covet what others have. But in the end, he realizes that it's actually richer to simply be with God than to have all the riches of the world. Verses 25 and 26 of Psalm 73 say, "Whom have I in heaven but you? And there is nothing on earth that I desire besides you. My flesh and my heart may fail, but God is the strength of my heart and my portion forever." And verse 28 says, "But for me, it is good to be near God." With this, I felt Jesus softly calling me to set my gaze on him once again. So let's get into Psalm 73 together. It goes something like this. The writer starts out by stating how good God is, but quickly moves on to confessing how easily he's slipped into envy and coveting of what others have, particularly what the wicked are prosperous in. The wicked seem to go on in life without pain. They are well fed and healthy. They are provided for. The writer further describes the wicked in a pretty gruesome fashion, however. He speaks of them wearing pride as a necklace and violence as clothing, their eyes swelling from fatness and their speech being anything but kind and caring. The message describes them as loudmouths disturbing the peace. Then the psalm takes a turn, essentially asking the question we all have had from time to time. Is God out of office? Where the heck is the just God I've seen act on behalf of his people? Where is the God who provides for his people and brings them into spacious, abundant places? Maybe you've found yourself asking similar questions lately. Maybe you've been feeling down on your luck, looking all around you to find God, but it seems he's out for lunch, as Eugene Peterson puts it. Maybe you're envious of the leaders of your community, the office, the country, the world, saying things like, "They have so much, and for what? There's not a single good bone in their body. Why should they be blessed with abundance?" Well, first off, I love that this psalm gives us permission to freely ask questions like this. Not everything in life feels or even is fair. Much is to be desired in life by most of the inhabitants of the earth. So, praise God, we have plenty of examples in his word of people doubting that God even sees and hears our plight. Our doubting, or doubting that he even cares about the faithful remnant. Okay, back to Psalm 73. After the psalmist asks where God is in all of this, he ends up finding the truth of it all, quote, "in the sanctuary of God." It is there, in the Lord's presence, where he discerns that these wicked people actually have a pretty unbecoming demise. Their blessing will come to a very bitter end. But he also comes to understand that God, who is good to his people always, is continually with him, holding his hand and guiding him. God is not good because he gives his faithful people all the power and wealth on earth. No, the psalmist awakens to the understanding that being near to God is better than having all the riches and honor and prestige in the world. He says, "Whom have I in heaven but you? And there is nothing on earth that I desire besides you." He realizes that the Lord's presence is more precious than a pain-free, all-you-can-eat, void-of-illness life. Nothing in this world can beat the provision and strength found in a life lived near to God. Life lived in the house of the Lord is a life lived in refuge, provision, and discernment. Seeking after his presence in the secret place and his presence in corporate worship is critical to bringing us back to the reality that there is really nothing on earth more desirable than Jesus. Everything else in this life pales in comparison. Are you weary from trying to reach the top today? Are you exhausted from comparing what you have or don't have to what others have? Are you wondering where the heck God is in this thing called life that feels so unbearably unfair? Friend, he is in his sanctuary. Go meet with him. Bring your questions, bring your doubts, bring your every desire straight to him. Let his presence wash over your weary, worn out soul. He will continually meet you. He will hold your hand. He will strengthen you and provide for you. He will bless you with the most precious gift of all, his presence, forever. Stay well and do good.
Good Morning City Church is a weekday podcast produced by the staff and members of City Church of Richmond, located in Richmond, Virginia. To learn more about us, please visit citychurchrva.com. That's citychurchrva.com. And thanks for listening.